And so when most of the people go to bed the night that Jesus was born, they didn't see anything special in that evening. It was ordinary. And I don't know how it is with you, but what I've found is, in our culture and time, is that when something is ordinary, we tend to miss the significance and how special it is. Like, can you imagine what modern editors or modern writers would do with the Christmas story? They would probably try to spice it up to make it a little more memorable. What could they do? Well, maybe the night that Jesus was born, they could cause a cataclysmic storm to come across the skies in the Middle East, or maybe an earthquake to shake the ground to give attention to this little town called Bethlehem. And the sheep, modern authors would change the sheep. They would be eliminated from the story completely. The sheep would be gone. Guess who would be there? Lions and tigers and maybe penguins. If my son were writing the story, it'd probably be a dinosaur, a brontosaurus, something like that. That's a little more memorable. And shepherds, they'd be replaced altogether. They would be A-list actors that lighten up the screen. Someone who has a beautiful baritone voice, something like that. But God didn't do it that way. God came in an ordinary way, to ordinary surroundings, to ordinary people, to express that he's with us. God is with us. That is our confidence, actually. Our confidence is that God came in an ordinary way to us. Now, in the weeks ahead, there is going to be a lot of pressure on you to be extraordinary. Think about this. The decorations have to be over the top, and the Christmas dressings and plans for the dinner have to be better than ever, and the cards have to be written just a certain way. But it could be that you're feeling ordinary this year. That is 100% okay. Or you may be thinking in the next few weeks that you've got to be perfect with your behavior and everything that you do. That's important to put your best foot forward as you receive this gift of Jesus. But when you sin, when you say something or do something that isn't quite right, that sin makes us feel ordinary. And it's okay if we feel ordinary. There's going to be pressure to be extraordinary, to have a faith that's stronger than anything else, to have a joy that exceeds everything else, a hope that bounds to endless places. But you may not be feeling that way. You may feel ordinary. That's the exact point of Emmanuel. Emmanuel is not about God doing something extraordinary so that Christians could be extraordinary and special in their lives. That is missing the point. Emmanuel is about a God who becomes ordinary for ordinary people like you and me. As we look forward to the weeks ahead, let us think of ourselves as orphans. Actually, we are in a lot of ways. We're separated from our Creator. We try to fix that relationship. We try to put our best foot forward to correct that relationship and make it right. But Advent is a time in which we hear the Creator saying to us, "I'm sponsoring you. You are my orphan. I will pray for you. I will take care of you. I will think of every need that you have. I will provide for your future in the gift of Jesus Emmanuel." Let us live with confidence and hope and faith. Our sponsor will follow through. Amen. Let's pray about that before we share the creed. Dear Lord, we enter into the Advent season and we do kind of feel ordinary. And we feel like orphans in a sense, not to take away the hard reality of being an orphan, but we do feel just ordinary in the way things are going. Lord, give us a heart to know that that is completely fine. But give us faith to recognize that you are coming in an ordinary way, to meet us where we are, to give us hope that there's no place that we could be where you will not reach us. We thank you for the gift of Jesus, born as a baby in simple surroundings to teach us this message. We pray this in his name. Amen.